AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Some 200 active duty U.S. troops are being called in to help fight the many wildfires across the West. About 95 fires are burning from the Canadian border to Southern California. Tens of thousands of firefighters are taking part. Thousands of people have been forced from their homes by the flames. Interagency Fire Center spokeswoman Tina Bailey lists the states where the blazes are burning.
Washington, Oregon, California, Idaho, Montana, and also scattered in several other Western states, but those are kind of the main focus of our larger fires.
This is the first time the agency has mobilized the military to help fight fires since 2006. The Obama administration is proposing to cut methane emissions from U.S. oil and gas production by nearly half over the next 10 years. The EPA's Jenna McCabe says cutting those emissions by half could be good for business and the environment.
They will help reduce waste of valuable resources, deliver more product for sale, and they will better protect our climate and our health.
The final methane rules aren't expected until shortly before President Obama leaves office. In opening statements in the rape trial of a New Hampshire prep school graduate, both the prosecutors and the defense say the accuser's credibility will be the most vital aspect of the case. Owen LaBrie's lawyer, Jay Carney, telling the jury,
if you have a reasonable doubt about her testimony, and the government hasn't proven its case. And you've taken an oath that if you do have a reasonable doubt, you will return a verdict of not guilty.
19-year-old Owen LaBrie is accused of raping a 15-year-old freshman as part of the Senior Salute, a practice of sexual conquest at the prestigious St. Paul School in Concord. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 34. This is AP Radio News. A second Senate Democrat says he is opposed to the Iran nuclear deal. New Jersey's Bob Menendez saying in a speech in his home state he opposes a deal which would curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for relief from economic sanctions. The Beatles' first record deal will be auctioned next month. The AP's Sandy Kozel tells us more.
That first recording contract was signed in Hamburg, Germany, where the band honed its craft playing in the city's nightclub district. The 1961 recording session produced the single My Bonnie.
My Bonnie lies over the ocean.
It was released on the Polydor label in Germany only and never hit the top charts. But the tune led directly to the Beatles' discovery back home and a contract with EMI the following year. My Bonnie was credited to Tony Sheridan and the Beat Boys. The Beatles were the backup band for that British singer. My Bonnie netted the Beatles about $80. I'm Sandy Kozel.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.